bulletin to law enforcement nationwide saying that due to the war in Gaza, groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS may increase calls for violence in the U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifies on Capitol Hill.
While there may have been times over the years where individual threats could have been higher here or there than where they might be right now, I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated all at exactly the same time.
According to the bulletin, likely targets could include churches, synagogues, and members of the Jewish community. As Israel intensifies its attacks in Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military would have to retain open-ended security control over the Gaza Strip long after the war against Hamas ends. The U.S. says it opposes occupation of Gaza. CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem.
The last time Israel occupied the Gaza Strip up until 2005, that meant it had to evict settlers. This time around, Netanyahu isn't talking about sending settlers back into the Gaza Strip. So that's at least one major difference between what one might interpret as occupation.
The Senate approves more than 420 military promotions after GOP Senator Tommy Tuberville ends his blockade over a Pentagon abortion policy. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville backed down amid pressure from a bipartisan group of lawmakers who said it was taking a toll on military readiness and service members, even though he says he did the right thing for the unborn and our military. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says,
I hope no one does this again, and I hope they learn the lesson of
Tuberville says the holds will continue for about 11 of the highest-ranking military officers. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A special election is called to fill George Santos' former U.S. House seat.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says a special election will be held Tuesday, February 13th, to replace George Santos. The 3rd Congressional District represents parts of the Queensborough of New York City as well as Long Island. It could be an opportunity for Democrats to pick up a seat in a district that voted for President Biden in the last election. Santos was removed from office last week, becoming just the 6th member of the House and the first Republican to be expelled from their seat. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Trump campaign says Arizona has become the 7th state to throw out a 14th Amendment ballot challenge to keep former President Trump off the ballot in that state. Election law expert David Becker.
What they're saying is this isn't the proper time to raise it because he's not the nominee yet. And right now it's just the process of the Republican Party selecting their nominee. But it was always going to be somewhat of an uphill climb.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yeah, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the New York Knicks in what's called the knockout round of the NBA in-season tournament at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Damian Lillard.
You know, I think we've learned more and more about it as it's going on, and we've taken more pride in it each game. Against the team that we beat in the last one. You know, I thought we played a pretty solid game against them. You know, we're improving. So one game, and then, you know, it's
We off to Vegas.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have entered the AP's top 25, ranked 23rd after beating Marquette over the weekend in Madison. Marquette dropped five spots from 3rd to 8th after losing to the Badgers. NFL, the Packers' Christian Watson had seven catches and scored two touchdowns in that win over the Chiefs Sunday night, but he also had to leave the game with another hamstring injury. Matt LaFleur.
Does Christian's hamstring look like it's anywhere near as severe as the one?
We do not know yet. We're waiting till tomorrow and should have a better indication of where he's at.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 24. Tonight, under cloudy skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, cloudy. Lows around 28 tomorrow night.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 32.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites.
The library in Wisconsin Michael Rapids Child. Is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Bye.
Welcome back to Nightlight. That was great stuff with Rob Thomas. Love talking movies and TV with Rob. His insights are unparalleled. We did get it. This is funny. We got a text. We've been asking people all night what their least favorite Christmas song is and asking them to call or text in. And the number, by the way, is 920-264-0606. Text or call in and let us know what your least favorite Christmas song is. We've kind of been playing them all night here. Rob Thomas said he said he was a huge Beatle fan, but he hated Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. He just called it terrible. While Rob was talking, and we just saw this text when he was done from a listener, Chris, he said he's the biggest Beatles fan of all time, but Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time is just awful, objectively awful. He went even farther than Rob Thomas. Did you notice that, Conrad?
I did.
What are the odds of that?
Not likely.
Not just that that's the same song, but they're both...
That they texted at the same time, pretty much, or
yeah,
they said it at the same time, I mean.
And self-identified huge Beatle fans. I think that was... That's really funny. Hey, you can download the Civic Media app too, or go to civicmedia.us and listen to any of your favorite shows. The app is really user-friendly, it's very easy to use and very accessible. So definitely do that. But call us or text us your least favorite Christmas song, 920-264-0606. And if you're going to say Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas, the dance card is full. It's already been voted for twice. So... there you go. At 9:30, we have Mike Mercury coming up. He is a Madison-based comedian and writer, and he wrote a funny article on Substack about Taylor Swift. Not about Taylor Swift. He makes reference to her and compares himself to her. We'll talk to Mike about that at 9:30. Right now, we have another guest joining us on the phone. Her name is Brittany Welch. She is the director of Theater on the Bay, which has been around for about 70 years in the community of Marinette, which I'm quite familiar with. Brittany has directed every one of their shows, Christmas by the Bay. I think this is the fifth year. She's a great director, got a beautiful voice. I tried to get here to perform in person in the studio, but she's busy with rehearsals because the show is this weekend. So let's welcome Brittany to the show. Brittany, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I know you're busy and you've probably got people. They're probably kick dancing right now, and you told them to cut and so you could take this call. So we appreciate that very much.
I got to sneak out early. It was kind of nice.
Well, I'm here to help. Tell us a little bit about Christmas by the Bay and where this idea came from.
So this is actually our seventh annual.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Even during COVID, we did a virtual concert that we were able to record safely. But really, the idea just came to me because I love Christmas. And there just wasn't really a lot happening in the area as far as, like, Christmas-themed events. And in general, we just don't really have, like, a whole ton of family-friendly stuff. It's definitely getting better. But at the time, there just wasn't a lot of stuff happening. And so I went to my supervisor at the time, and I said, hey, I have an idea for doing a Christmas concert. What if we did popular songs from Christmas movies? And she immediately was like, yeah, let's get it in the books. And it's just kind of grown from there. It started pretty small, but we had a really good turnout. And it's just been growing every year. Yeah, and keeps growing and adding more elements pretty much every year. So
you've added dancers. And you've got, it was gutsy. I mean, directing small town theater, you can either have incredible talent or are you happy with who you have to work with? Because I've been amazed. Like that first one you did, I think there were families singing together, going up on stage. And I was like, this is so fun. And they didn't have to be the best singers in the world. It was just a great, you know, they were good enough. And it was just fun to see that. And then you had some phenomenal singers as well, obviously.
Yeah, it's honestly like crazy. I mean, since I first started directing children's theater, before we even had Christmas by the Bay, I was just astounded with the talent that we have in such a small community. And I think it just, the theater speaks for itself that people keep coming back. I just feel like we've...
Did we lose Brittany? Uh-oh.
We did lose her.
Let's get her back on the line.
Yes, I'm going to call her back right
now. I will say, Marinette, I agree with what she's saying because I don't live far from there. I'm in the area. They have three or four movies have been shot there the last 10 years, 20 years, I should say, myself included. I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay there. My friend Mike McGuire made a film called Aquarians. There were other films shot there. And the local community theater, Theater on the Bay, puts out, I would say, 2 to 3 shows a year. So the culture in this little community, what Brittany was talking about, is top notch. And if you're listening, I want to hear from other people who have the same experience in their town with a great theater, a great theater program, despite the fact that it's a small town. I think that's really important to have culture in small towns or communities or counties. And I know it exists all throughout Wisconsin. So don't hesitate to contact me or the show. We'd love to talk to you more. Conrad, let me know when we have Brittany back. She's been putting on this show called Christmas by the Bay. This is her 7th year, she said. And it has such a charm to it. I've gone every year because my daughter sings with them. She's part of the community there too. And you just leave. It's around the 10th of December every year. And you just leave. And there is such a, with the Christmas spirit, you know, you see families singing together, little kids singing, adults. And it's just a great experience. So there are still tickets left. If you live in Northeast Wisconsin, especially in the Marinette, Peshtigo, Menominee, Michigan area, I highly recommend going to see Christmas by the Bay. Take your family. It's a fun event. And I know they still have tickets left. And it's a really fun event. And join next year because they're open to having people. So the great thing too, and this blew me away about my little community. Is Brittany back with us?
Yes, she's back with us.
Are you there, Brittany?
Yes, I am.
I was just singing your praises.
My husband called me and I accidentally hung up.
Oh, well, you know what? He's going to pay for that. I'm going to get him. Okay. He can join you on the call, actually. I know he's one of the performers, too. So I was just telling them how you still have seats left for this weekend, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's selling fast, but we do have plenty of seats left.
That's great to know. So, and I was saying it's worth the drive, too, because I want to talk to you. We were talking about a small community. And I put this out there to people. Our show is statewide. I want to hear from people all around the state that do what you do in smaller communities because I think that's so important to have a cultural outlet and especially a theater outlet in a small community. So if you, I don't know if there's a network of theater directors like yourself, but please spread the word because I would love to talk to them.
Yeah.
You were saying my guest is Brittany Welch. Is it Brittany Welch Pills now? I know you just got married.
Not legally yet. But
okay.
That's what it will be. Yeah.
Well, I am not a lawbreaker, so I will stick with the plan.
Yeah.
So you've directed several shows there. And what blew me away and what I want to talk to you about, you guys did Rocky Horror Picture Show about a month and a half ago. I was I'm like, what? They're doing that show here in Marinette? Okay. What made you want to do that? And it's a hard show to do, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. We actually had put it on the theater calendar before COVID, and then COVID happened, so we had to kind of push it forward. And we weren't sure if we were actually still going to do it. And then I chose it. So I have a production company called Coastal Players, a theater company. And I chose that for our fall show to do. And it just so happened that UW Green Bay was looking to do it here in connection with the UWGB Pride Center. And my sister overheard them talking about it and said, there's a theater company that's already looking to do it. And it became our first collaboration between Coastal Players and Theater on the Bay.
That is so cool. And I heard that there were busfuls of people coming up from the UWGB Green Bay campus. And people told me in the community, I think I was out of town that week or something, but they were like, you would not have believed it. I've never seen a reaction like that from the crowd. People were standing up and really being part of it. So that's pretty amazing. Were you scared that the talent level you have wouldn't be able to pull it off? Or are you that confident in the people in the community to pull it off?
I was pretty confident. I think we were more worried about the content of the show. It's kind of risky in the area that we're in, but Rocky is one of those shows that people are like, oh, we don't care. It's fun. It's a cult classic. And, you know, it just kind of resonates with everybody for some reason. And we weren't expecting the turnout that we had and the response that we had. So it just kind of shows that our community is growing and becoming more accepting of things like that. So
absolutely.
Pretty cool.
And people probably still have Rocky or have Let's Do the Time Warp Again in their heads three or four weeks later.
Oh, for sure.
So you went to UWGB. You're part of the theater program there. I know they talked recently about dropping the theater program. Do you have thoughts on that?
So I was kind of a mixture of a music and theater student.
Okay.
I was technically like a theater major for about a year and a half there.
Okay.
And I actually got added to a group on Facebook where they're, you know, trying to figure out a way to keep the theater program there. And, you know, I'm following it the best that I can. And I, you know, it's sad to see. And it is just kind of crazy that we've got such a strong program here and we're keeping it going. And I hope that they realize that how important it is to students there and the community. It's unfortunate what's happening, I guess.
Well, hopefully it won't go through, but it didn't look good last I'd read about it. To ask you, I appreciate your time tonight. I know you're busy, but do you have a least favorite Christmas song?
I probably have several. And I actually heard, I heard this stuff about how many people hate the Beatles Christmas song, and I am also an avid Beatles fan.
Okay.
Saw Paul McCartney at Lambeau a few years ago.
Oh, nice.
And I know that song is kind of universally not well liked. I understand, but I do like that song. So that is not my least favorite. I would say my least favorite is The Christmas Shoes.
Oh, that's on the list too. You're not the first person to say that. Yeah, that's kind of
I'm
cringy.
Glad.
Brittany, thanks so much for your time tonight.
Yeah.
You did great.
You're
thanks
welcome.
A lot. Good luck this weekend. It's theater. It's
thanks
Christmas
so
by
much.
The Bay. There are still tickets, so rush to the theater. It's a great show. Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we got some texts here. Worst Christmas song, anything by the Chipmunks. Hard to argue with that. Gizmo texted in the other day. It was Baby, It's Cold Outside. That's another popular one. We're coming back with Mike Mercury pretty soon, and we're going to do more bad Christmas songs. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
'Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk.
A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness. The Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Buck Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Buck Tussle has you covered. Buck Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Buck Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
I'm Pete Schwabba. That was fun. There's still tickets available for Christmas by the Bay in Marinette at the Theater on the Bay. Highly recommend it. And I did get a text from someone. I've kind of been encouraging people to get in touch with us. We want to talk more cultural issues and theater and all kinds of stuff, music all over the state. And someone did say, I've been working in community theater for 20 years and it is great in this area. I'll get a hold of you soon and we'll chat. Well, I'd say I'll hold you to that, but you didn't leave a name. So please do though, reach out. We'd love to talk to you. Mike Mercury is coming up in a few minutes. He is the, he's a comedian based in Madison and a writer. And he wrote an article for his Substack where he mentions Taylor Swift and has some funny stuff and some funny stand-up stuff. So we'll talk to Mike in a little bit. And right now, we are going to, we got to do more bad Christmas music.
I agree.
Do we have the dogs? Let's do the dogs.
I'm going to play my favorite one.
Okay. Sweet. Where does it go from here? Oh, more barking. Hold on. After the chorus, cut it.
Okay.
All right, we've heard enough. That's good.
That one's my favorite for sure.
Your favorite in a bad way, not your favorite Christmas. Because some people on here on the comments, I'm not kidding, this is like their favorite song. I don't get it.
If you're a dog lover, I can get it.
Okay, you know? I love dogs. I don't love fake dogs singing. That's a lot of big difference there.
See, I'm planning to play this at Family Christmas now.
Well, that's great. I hope you don't live at home. You better start looking for a place. Here's one of the comments. I love this. I'm surprised our dog didn't come in from the other room when the dogs were barking. Okay. Couple things. Your dog's not an idiot. He knows a crappy song when he hears it. I mean, what? Those aren't real dogs. It's like I could sit there and bark at a dog and pretend like I'm talking to the dog. The dog's not going to buy it, right? Here's another comment. They should remake this. Wow. As if sound quality is what makes it tough to stomach. And then another comment. This is the only Christmas music I can stand. Okay. I disagree, but this guy got 7 likes and no thumbs down. 7 people agreed that this is the only music I can stand. And then here's the one I didn't understand at all, but this is one of the comments. In Siberia, this song is sung by yaks. Makes sense if you think about it. 5 likes. Okay.
Did you give any of them thumbs down?
No thumbs down. People are very positive on YouTube. And here's the last comment. I love listening to it all the way through. Yeah. I'm more of a 5 or 6 barks guy. But here's what I don't get, too. Another guy wrote, silly, comical, and ridiculous. Love it. Okay, that I get. It's silly. But when you're saying it's your favorite Christmas song ever, I don't get that. And that's not the only animal one we have. Play the other one we found. That's a knockoff. I disapprove. It's been done. Although this one had cats too, right?
Yeah, this one has cats.
Dogs and cats singing together.
Just wait for the meows.
All right. How'd they do that? That's good. Was that the sound? Was that a dog eating a cat? Is that what that noise was? Oh, okay. That's good. That'll do.
Yeah, that one's not my favorite. I'll say that. When the cats come in, I don't like it.
Well, is that what did it for you? The cats?
Yeah.
Okay. I was out before that, but I don't... Animals, quote, singing, end quote, Christmas carols, just stop. Animals are cute. They're nice companions. They're not crooners. Just stop. Even when animals are wearing people's clothes and people go nuts with their pet, I get it. You love your pet. They're awesome. But the singing, who thought, oh, we gotta lay these tracks down. listen to the pup. He can bring it. Okay, we got any more? Oh, we have another one, right?
Yeah, we got Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah. Okay, play this one.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done?
Oof.
Another year over. A new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Okay. When he starts the falsetto,
I hope you had fun.
And it gets worse. Like, he goes into this crazy voice.
Near and the near one.
I think people try too hard. They want to really crush it because it's a Christmas song, and they, like, overproduce it or oversing.
They want to be Mariah Carey. Christmas.
Yeah, and she sings a great Christmas song.
Yeah.
That's one of the new ones I like, is the Mariah Carey. This one, though, is like, this didn't need to be redone.
No.
You know, this guy, okay, I think we can cut it. That Maroon 5 played the Super Bowl a few years ago, and Adam Levine, I don't know their music very well, other than what we just heard. But Adam Levine, I think talking to the crowd is an art. And he, at one point during the Super Bowl halftime show, he said, would anybody mind if I played a little guitar? Well, you're on the stage. Do we have a choice? You're holding a guitar. You're there to do just that. Go for it, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. That one didn't, the falsetto just didn't do it for me. It was like hearing a fork scrape a plate, you know. Not good. Do we have any more? Let's try to get one more in here before we bring Mike on.
We could play... the Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk song, if you wanted to hear that.
You know what? Let's do that one. I'm curious because I have to say, I do like John Denver. I'm putting myself out there. I love the guy. I love his music.
Show your daughter how much you love.
Ooh.
Sorry, that was an ad.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Well,
just last
sounds
year,
like a good marriage.
Only seven.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I love John Denver. But what, maybe it was like a very personal song. I don't know. I know. I think he struggled with alcohol at times, as many musicians do. But
I think the original singer was Alan Jackson. And he did a different one, like a cover for it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got to say, that was not landing for me.
No.
I got a text that says, this is John Boyle. When will you play my song? Did he put a song in there? Was there a song, or is he just asking us to randomly?
Does he have his own song?
Not that I know of. John Boyle, the singer? I don't have that. I don't know. John, if you want to text back, we'll see what we can do. We've got a catalog of Christmas music. So if you got a bad one, we'd love to play it. We'll do good ones another night. Yeah, I don't know. Do we have one more? Oh, we got to get... Okay, at some point between now and the end of the show, Conrad, we have to play my least favorite, way overplayed song. We'll get to that too. But in just a few minutes, I'm going to welcome an old friend, comedian and writer, Madison-based Mike Mercury. He's going to join us here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. We'll be right back. Don't go away. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Authorities across the country are being warned about the latest terror threat on the U.S. In a bulletin reviewed by CBS News, feds warn that terror groups will likely use the war in Gaza to call for violence this holiday season. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The FBI director was telling senators that the U.S. is facing the highest risk of attack in years, that there are blinking lights everywhere, and warning terrorists will exploit the southern border.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets with relatives of some of the 138 hostages held in Gaza. Correspondent Robert Berger says it was a tense meeting.
Basically, they were angry. They urged him to restart negotiations with Hamas and to make whatever concessions are necessary to bring their loved ones home.
Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville ends his blockade of most military promotions over a Pentagon abortion policy, and more than 420 promotions have been approved.
It was pretty much a draw. I mean, they didn't get what they wanted. We didn't get what we wanted.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 24. Tonight, under cloudy skies. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 37 tomorrow, cloudy. Lows around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
The Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You still have time to text in your least favorite Christmas song of all time. I think we're going to try to get to one or two more before the end of the show as we wind down here. But first, I would like to welcome an old friend who is a comedian and writer, Madison-based. He wrote an article on his Substack the other day that I read, kind of not comparing himself to Taylor Swift, but he did make reference, and Taylor Swift, as we all know, was just at Lambeau Field the other day. So let's bring in Mike Mercury. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Pete, I'm good. Thank you for calling me just in time to listen to the commercials. It was great, and I got to sign up for Bug Tussle while you were on break.
Hey, listen, we like to give you something to do because, yeah. You know, idle hands, you know what I mean? So now you come out ahead with this.
So what song is in the lead? Can you tell us that, or is that secret? Least favorite Christmas song.
Conrad, what do you think? We haven't really been keeping a tally. Maybe we should have been.
It's the Paul McCartney one.
The Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney one.
Has to be that one.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that would come up on the list. Because I was listening to some, and those two, Mariah Carey and Paul McCartney, keep popping up as the least favorite, but I give Paul McCartney a pass because he's Paul McCartney.
And he's 95.
And it was the holidays. And, yeah, and he was still doing drugs then. So he's okay. Yeah, that one's okay. I don't know if anyone else is. The one that really chaps my butt is the Chipmunks.
Oh, someone else texted that in, too. Unless that was
the
you.
The Chipmunks song. Have you heard that it's, you know, that song, it won 3 Grammy Awards in like 1958. And so if that's what won Grammys in 1958, I can't imagine what the other song choices were for the people who vote. So that must, all I know is that must have been the year when someone discovered that if you speed up the tape on a recording, it sounded like the singers had inhaled helium balloons. And then the Recording Academy voters were like completely blown away by that.
Mike, you cannot laugh at that.
Yeah.
You cannot laugh at it. It was all animals that year in 58. And the Chipmunks were the best.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you didn't do your homework.
Up until then, before that, the only way you could achieve a sound even remotely like that was to have a bunch of little people sing, "We Represent the Lollipop Guild." That's the only way.
So listen,
the Chipmunk song is out.
I cannot thank you enough for doing your homework on this just for our random question tonight. I wasn't even going to ask you that till the end. That's fantastic. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
And you're not alone. So, tell us what made you write this article? It's a great article. Tell people how they can read it on your Substack.
I don't know.
Google?
I don't know if I know the. Yeah, you go on. I don't know.
You're a master self-promoter.
Google. Go on Google and say the column is called Thinking Out Loud. So if you do Mike Mercury Thinking Out Loud, it'll come up on Substack. And
that's excellent.
Yeah, so I think what triggered it was, first of all, this, the nonstop. I mean, I'm a football fan and a Packers fan, so I watch football this time of year like a lot of us do. And so this just incessant coverage of Taylor Swift, and I would be one of those people. You could play any song of Taylor Swift right now, and I wouldn't have a clue. But I think she's fantastic. I mean, she's lovely, and she's super talented. And she's obviously insanely successful. So, you know, it's hard to.
Does she ever on talk show? Does she ever on talk show on Civic Media, Mike? That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying she's not successful, but there are levels of success.
Yeah, that's right. You've got a solid point there. That is legit. So anyway, yeah, she's constantly in the news. I watched the game, and you know, I was watching the game downstairs. My wife, she's not so interested in the football proceedings, but I had to yell out whenever Taylor was on the. On the screen, honey, she's on.
Don't break an ankle running downstairs.
Yeah.
That's great. So,
and then I was just thinking about the sort of the logistics of her, you know, showing up at a football game in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and it's, you know, it's insane. And she comes with her pals. Did you see who her travel companions were by any chance?
I did, but I didn't recognize. Well, it was one Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Right.
And then, and now I forgot the other lady. But yeah, three young gals out on the town. But out on the town for them is, you know, hopping on a $40 million Dassault Falcon jet or Flacon jet or whatever it is.
Right.
And, you know, flying into Green Bay for the evening. And then, you
it's
know,
not bad. When they're
and then an armored black SUV takes them back to the airport when it's done. And so even though I'm sure they were sad that they lost, by the next morning they were probably feeling pretty okay. because you know, the rest of the Packers fans weren't even to Oshkosh yet, basically. They're already on to their next deal.
I don't get. Like, I've seen a lot of, oh, my God, not Taylor Swift again. Why do they keep showing? It's like, okay, they show her for 5 seconds. She's the, like, the biggest star in the world right now. They show her for 5 seconds. What are you? You're missing a fat guy with his face painted. That's who they'd be showing if they weren't showing Taylor Swift. I don't understand the outrage. And I don't know any of her songs. But she seems all right, and Travis Kelce's a likable dude. Like, I'd take that. I'd rather look at that than a Kardashian constantly in the booth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so. The guy with the face paint probably has his shirt off, and I don't need to see that because I've seen that for 35 years.
See that in my dreams? Yeah.
And Taylor, she's cute. She's fantastic. So yeah, put her on the TV.
Why not? You know,
yeah. I mean, I'm going to, like I said, in my article, I'm going to watch anyway. And so are you. What if they're 2-9 or 9-2, it's a primetime game in December. It's not like we're outside ice fishing at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, maybe somebody is, but you know, most of us are going to watch the Packers at least until it gets out of hand and then whatever, then we move on.
I like
anyway.
you had a moment in there where you compared Taylor's travel to how your travel is going as a stand-up comic trying to book a hotel room in Minnesota, and you got so mad at the customer service representative you wish you had a rotary phone to slam down in anger, and that made me laugh. You can't, as angry as you are, you just can't press a button to hang up. It doesn't have the same bite, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't achieve anything. It doesn't tell the person on the other end of the phone anything. They get nothing out of it. Yeah. You get no satisfaction. it's the worst. So,
it's like, he sounds like he really pressed that button hard. I must have made him angry. You're not getting that.
Right. Yeah, it's not like you can punch the button 3 or 4 times to hang up the phone. You could, like, bang it and just on the table or a desk and hear the bell clang.
Right.
You know,
you do that with a cell, you got to go get a new phone.
I was trying to make a hotel reservation, which ended up taking me 1 hour and 10 minutes, which of course is insane when we have, you know, high speed internet all over the planet, and I should be able to do it in under 10 minutes tops.
Right.
And the customer service lady, wink, wink, because customer service, they just use that. Ironically, evidently, and
isn't that terrible?
Yeah, she had me on the line for 20 minutes and then finally did what I had initially asked her, and by that point that's when I wanted to slam the phone.
I love when they say your call is very important to us.
Yeah,
and you're on hold for important. Not important enough that we're going to spend more money and hire more customer service reps. But we have to say that, and I get that all the time. So what, all right, Mike, you and I go way back. Both stand-up comic. You're still a stand-up comic. I do it sparingly. But we worked together at Funny Business in Madison, right there on State Street, a block from the Capitol. Now it's the, well, there's not, it's not the same owners, but it's a different club a little bit further down. But do you remember when we worked together?
You know, I was trying to remember the first time, and I couldn't remember if it was in Madison or Chicago or Milwaukee, because you were based in Chicago at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And we, you know, we worked a lot of these regional clubs, and that was sort of the little loop was Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago. So I don't remember specifically, but it would have been for me probably the early 90s, 1991, 92.
And I want to say Chris Titus was the headliner, I think.
Oh, man.
I think I was the middle act, and you opened because you were either just starting out or it was your home club and you were just emceeing to MC. And I can't remember.
I think it was both. I was just starting out, and they let me work there like all the time because it's like a lot of other businesses. Business people tend to be really risk averse, and when they find somebody that's not a total disaster in those days, they would just go, "Okay, you can keep showing up every week because we're too afraid to see what else there is." So they let me work there all the time. I mean, that was great. It was a great room, and it's still the club in Madison is still great. I do remember. I think we worked at the Milwaukee Comedy Cafe once, or maybe we hung out there.
You're right.
You performed there, didn't you?
That was one of my favorite rooms. Yeah, they used me a lot. I had a good run there. They used me. Larry, the cable guy, got me in there. He was still Dan Whitney at the time, and he recommended me. And because they liked him so much, they gave me a ton of work, and I didn't even get a laugh. So, no, but they were really good to me, and that was a really fun room to work. I think we did work there.
Yeah, it was a super fun room to work, and it was also one of the strangest places I've ever been anywhere in the whole world.
I agree.
Because since you had been there, it was owned by this big Hawaiian dude, and he was a fan of mafia culture for whatever reason.
Right.
I mean, he aspired to be in the mob, or he was in the mob.
I didn't ask questions.
Yeah, you didn't ask.
Yeah.
And so, like most comedy clubs, you would walk in and there would be pictures of the comedians on the all over the front walls. But then they had a section devoted to real life mobsters, and which, you know, in a comedy club, it's a little eye opening. You're like, what? How? Where does this come into play?
Oh, that's funny. I must have been gone by then.
But
I remember the owners before him. And they were great. Yeah. Kevin and Linda, and Kevin and Linda, right?
Yeah. And then it was JJD.
Yeah, and I liked JD a lot too. But I know what you're saying. He's a guy like, I'm like, man, I don't want to get on this guy's bad side, you know?
Yeah, well,
but
so
he was a good guy.
The thing, it wasn't even necessarily unique to the Comedy Cafe. It was part of the culture of Milwaukee bar life. Like every neighborhood bar in Milwaukee, the owner or manager was packing heat. They just were. And so not only did they love this mafia vibe, they were packing heat. And so one night on the weekends there would be three shows. And so the starting times were different than the Friday night show. And they had a basement office that served as the green room.
Oh, yeah.
And one night I was down in the office waiting for the next show to start. And because it was a different time than the previous night, the show had already started unbeknownst to me. And a waitress comes running into the office and she goes, "You're on. They already introduced you." And I was like, "Oh, no." And I ran upstairs and I walk out in the showroom and it's deathly silent. The audience is just sitting there waiting. The MC didn't have enough sense to keep talking.
He
introduced me and bailed. And so I walk out into a completely quiet room and start my act and I do my set and whatever. Then I get done and I walk through the showroom and I get out the showroom door and one of the owner's guys puts one arm around me and with his other arm, he sticks a gun in my side. And
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And says
Mike,
to me, you know,
hold that thought. I want to treat this like a movie. That's the suspense. Can you stick around?
Yeah, sure.
Give me 60 seconds. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Boy, that was tough. Mike, you still there?
I am still here. Indeed.
I'm talking to Mike Mercury, Madison comedian and writer, who is in the middle of an awesome story, but I had to go to a break. So it's like the suspense. It's like we're going to take a brief intermission. So you were introduced. You didn't know the show time because they changed it. You went up. You did your set. And the comedy club owner walks you into the hall with a gun in your ribs. Finish telling the story.
One of his minions, one of his bouncers, I don't know what they had all these guys that worked there who helped. You know, they had very non-specific titles and job assignments. We don't really know what they did. They were just around. And on Saturdays, they all dressed in these, like, zoot suits because Saturday was the big night. So they'd wear these huge oversized coats, and all of them were packing heat. So I get done with the show. I walk through the showroom, and one of his guys puts an arm around me, sticks his 45 or whatever in my side and says something like, "Hey man, where the hell were you?" or whatever he was saying. And of course I was a little bit mortified that there's a gun in my belly in a comedy club. And I said, Hey Howard, that's real funny until somebody loses a spleen. And then, you know, then he laughs and put his gun away because I don't know, then he felt he had gotten his point across or taught me my lesson or whatever the point of all that was. But, you know, I mean, it's insane to be in a comedy club as one of the entertainers and the help sticks a gun in your belly.
Right. I mean, I used to wear a cup every time I went on stage, but that was just a precaution. That's not going to do you much good with a gun.
That's not going to help.
Despite what you just said, I will have to say, I always got along with everybody there. It was a fun club to work. I'm sorry that you messed up on the show.
No. See, here's the weird thing. I went there after that. I was there, you know, 15 more times.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was a great place. The audiences were unbelievable, and it was, you know, maybe because there were guns, it was a very well-run club. I don't know, but
that's the reason.
I don't know what effect the guns had on the business, other than it was well-run and the audiences were great. Nobody heckled you there. You know, I think they
well, now we know why.
They see pictures of John Gotti at the front, at the door coming in, and they're like, okay, we get the message.
That screams comedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you worked the road a lot, right? I mean, you were a road guy. You did all the Yoder gigs and all these fun Midwest rooms, right?
I did that primarily for, I think it was 11 years, basically. I just was on the road constantly for 11 years. And then I went, hey, this is hard.
Yeah.
This is not great.
Do you still do it, Mike? Are you still touring? You have any dates you want to share with people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, totally. I'm still on the road. I just don't do it as much. And so one of the things I do, like this, the trip to Minnesota is I'm leaving on Thursday for this town called Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I'm doing a company Christmas party, which is a lot of what I do this time of year. So you do these, you know, go, you're the entertainment for the company, Christmas party, where it needs, the comedy needs to be fairly accessible and universal and clean, and you can't upset the, you know, the boss and the old ladies in accounting or whatever the case is. But then the following Saturday, this Saturday, December 9th, I'm at a casino in Minneapolis called Running Aces Casino, and there's two shows there. So I still do this mix of sort of private corporate things, and then I work a lot of casinos because the casino shows are a little bit different than the comedy clubs, in part because they're not such a long run. You know, the clubs are usually multiple nights or whatever.
Sure.
And the casino shows I do, you know, it's generally one night, two nights, something like that. So, yeah, so I'm still out there doing it. I just do it a little more on my terms, I guess, and I don't have to rely on it the way I did for you know, 11 years in the 90s.
Right. Well, you got to work a room up here so we can have you in the studio and promote it a little bit. So keep that in mind. But
Love to. I love coming up there. I think I had told you I drove through, up through your neck of the woods not too long ago. I was up at the Island Resort and Casino. I go up there once in a while. I'll be coming back up next, I think, late March to another casino way over in the eastern UP called I'm drawing a blank on it. Anyway, you know, there's a bunch of casinos up in the UP that I work, and I love coming up there. So yeah,
you can go laugh and then lose all your money. It's a great night out. Bring the kids.
Well, listen, that's one of the things where I learned. So I used to work in Las Vegas too. I used to do anywhere from like 4 to 6 full weeks a year in Las Vegas, and in those days you would literally do 7 nights in the same place. And I used to work at the old Riv, the Riviera, which is now gone, along with another slightly lesser known place. That was the thing. They would give you your paycheck for the week as soon as you showed up on Monday. They'd be like, hey, here you go. I never really gambled because I just had too much on the line. I had to get home 7 days later the money in my pocket.
Here I am thinking they're being trusty, and you're right. They want you to gamble it away. Mike, we got to run. Thank you so much for your time tonight. It was a great article. Check out Mike's work on Substack, and look for Mike on Google him. Find out where he's at. He's very funny. Thanks so much, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody.
You too. Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
All right, see you.
Bye. Oh, Mike Mercury, funny guy. So, Conrad, we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are.
Do we have time to play a quick snippet of one more song?
Oh, yeah.
Let's fire it up. This is my least favorite. Saved it for last. All right, you can cut it. That song sounds like it was written. It's like a bunch of friends are sitting around and said, hey, let's take some speed and write a Christmas song. I don't know. Am I on an island with that one? We've been pretty much on the same level, Conrad. What do you think about that one?
I don't hate that song.
Oh, look at that.
I don't hate it.
Nice.
But it's still not great.
Yeah.
I'll definitely listen to other. I wouldn't pick it out.
I think the problem is I hear it all the time. That's probably the most played Christmas song in my house anywhere, the car, whatever. Hey, great show tonight. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your texts and calls. I want to thank Rob Thomas, Mike Mercury, and Brittany Welch. Phenomenal. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Thanks so much.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. After a night of heavy airstrikes, Israeli forces enter the heart of southern Gaza's largest city. CBS's Chris Livesay reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli forces say they are now in the heart of Khan Yunis, a city they believe to host many Hamas leaders, as well as hundreds of thousands of Palestinians now left with vanishing options for safety. Rushed to the hospital, these sisters breathe fresh air for the first time after being plucked from beneath the rubble after 4 days. I want my mom, says Lana Abu Safi.
CBS News has reviewed a bulletin issued by the FBI to law enforcement nationwide. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
This bulletin.